Well, actually, you directly had some involvement with the youth side of the No Caymanon. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you guys were looking at doing with the race. You helped fund it and whatnot, but give us a little background on it.
Well, Nikki DeWald applied for a grant with us through the foundation, and being that it was something that is very youth-oriented, we felt that it was a very good thing for us to fund. And so we gave her $2,000 for the race and then an additional $500 for scholarships for the Superiorland Ski Club. And being that they have this huge event coming up, we felt that since we found it important enough to fund, that we should also volunteer at the event itself.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if the involvement goes any deeper than that. That kind of answers the question. But as volunteers, what are you planning on doing as a group?
Whatever Nikki really needs help with.
Good answer.
That's a great answer. No.
We're going to be helping a lot with getting awards out to those who get them, and then with getting racers to where they need to be and helping parents feel comfortable with where their kids are at and different things like that.
Obviously, it would seem that this youth end of the race certainly would fit into what you guys would be looking at. What was it in particular that made it seem like this was worthwhile to sponsor?
Well, there was a large number of kids that are involved in this, and we felt that being that it's something that encourages outdoor activity and exercise and things like that, that it's something that's extremely beneficial to a large number of kids in the community.
How many are involved in your committee, in your group here?
There's about seven of us.
Okay, and how many? Maybe you don't have the exact number here, like I said to Nicole earlier, but do you field a lot of these requests throughout the course of a year, or are they, you know, primarily the big ones? I mean, what happens?
We have two different sessions, so one in the fall, one in the spring, and any youth-oriented organization can apply for a grant. And then we go through, and depending on how much money we have to get out to people, we'll fund whichever organizations we feel best deserve it.
What is the rundown in terms of the time with the junior? It starts tomorrow, was that what you said? Yeah, what time is it?
Tomorrow, registration begins at 3, and at 4 o'clock, the races begin.
Didn't know you signed up for such a big weekend.
Have you personally been involved in it that made it kind of that way, or they brought this to you and they said, no, you'll get involved this year?
I've never skied in it before, but I have volunteered at some of the crossings with my dad and some other friends in the past.
I guess since you guys work on these youth-oriented programs, if there is somebody out there that's curious about that, should they just contact the foundation to find out more?
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Just get in touch with the foundation and they can give you more information on it.